Welcome to the Bright Side of Life. My name is Femi Greta Heights, and welcome to Where Tech Happens. This is Talk Tech, and I'm going to roll on the topic. It's no longer a topic because we are in the era of pandemic. We are living with the repercussions of the actions or inactions of man. And we're also living with the aftermath of the inaction or the action of man. It depends on how you look at it or the perspective on which side you're on. There's a vaccine to address the COVID-19. And just like every innovation, if people can fight 5G, come on, they can fight literally anything. People still thinking that the vaccine is totally fake. One side of the coin believes that if you take the vaccine, it's not going to stop the third wave or the fourth wave if that happens in Africa or in the country Nigeria. Some other people on that side of the coin that believe that if you take the vaccine, it would expose you, or it's, let me not say expose you now, it's going to give you COVID-19. More like they are literally giving you COVID-19. These are assumptions, these are baseless, and they are speculations, and what else, they are not true. But I'm going to talk about where humans come in and the nature of man to want to profit from everything. I'll be back. Now, yes, we are in the era where Nigerians want to jackpa. If you're new in that kind of slang, jackpa means you want to migrate out of the country or out of the continent. Yeah, so one of the jackpa criterias now is that you must be vaccinated. There was some news going around that the vaccines being offered to us are not genuine. So therefore, if you get to other part of the country that still administer that same vaccine, they are going to annul it. The news is out, and they've also debunked it that that is not true. So I am taking the known into the unknown for clarification. But then we have some special kind of Homo sapiens that really want to cash in on the jackpa psychology. Jackpa psychology, wow, JP, that's nice. So they are making cards, COVID-19 cards, forging COVID-19 cards. I thought anything that has cards can be forged now, and anything that has certificates can be forged. So we forge birth certificate, we forge death certificates, we forge medical records because you don't want to do ajuaya. Then we forge literally everything. Then we have some people now forging COVID-19 vaccination cards because some people want to really travel and travel fast. So those people cannot queue, or they don't want to go through the queuing process or the enlistment process in getting the COVID vaccines. He said that it is Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, which is J&J, AstraZeneca. Why some other people want to jackpa but don't believe in COVID? So they want to get the COVID card so that they can, you know, like, so they want to leave very fast. And one of the things that is now prevalent now is that news is going around that they are now fake vaccination cards, which is actually what we should expect in this kind of scenario, in quotes, because the law is what tames man. If you let down the law, man shows his true self. We are not going to reference Darwin's theory of evolution, right? So let's not go there. Now, according to the National Primary Health Care Development Agency, they are on the journey to clamping down fake vaccination cards. But these are the things I would tell you based on when I went for the registration. Now, they're going to give you a card, but on that card is not just your name, it's having some other information. And when they are about giving you the vaccine, they've entered it into a database sometimes they may ask you for your NIN for confirmation, but most of the time they are just going to shush it, because when they enter your name and your phone number is going to pull out your NIN from the database, and a new number will be synchronized. I do not mean a new number for NIN, I mean your vaccination number. So the vaccination number is going to have some couple of digits, but it's going to start with, say, NG hyphen, means it's Nigeria, hyphen ON, which is Ondo, then some strings of information, right? And I believe at the end they are going to add a 2 alphabet that says the vaccine that you were given. So that is what I believe. So I have mine that has NG, I think, ON, and some strings of numbers, and we have MN. But then I thought that was it, that the MN means Moderna, but that's not true, because I wasn't given Moderna, so that annuls it. So NG hyphen ON, that is how it should begin if you're in Ondo states. But if you're in another state, you're going to have another kind of string, but it's after NG. When this is synchronized to the database, it's going to attach some other existing information to it. So it is easy to take that number, search through a database. I've checked online to see if that database is open, or just like CAC, if there's a place where you can search and pull out that confirmation, but I couldn't find anywhere. Even on the NPH CDA website, I couldn't find that. If you found it, just let me know. So they can verify if you have taken both shots or you have taken one shot. In the case of some vaccines that have just a single shot and others for double shots. So why do you want to go through the hassle? Now, there are some places that you would want to approach that they would request, even in Nigeria, they would request for COVID-19 vaccination proof before they can allow you into such facility. Now, COVID vaccination is not compulsory, but enforcing the health of the citizen is compulsory. So you have a fundamental right to take the vaccine or not, but there is a right that protects the other man. So we are saying that whatever action you would commit must not, even in your fundamental human right, must not trample the rights of the next person. So why you think it is not compulsory to take the COVID vaccine? There are services, there are places that will be built around having you vaccinated before they can let you in or let you access such services. So you can see it's kind of a twist. What do you stand to lose at the end of the day? Are you on the journey of so much conspiracies? At the end of the day, if they build a service, an essential service around needing your vaccination status, would you accept or decline? If you have an opportunity to travel next week to the abroad, and now you've not gotten vaccinated, for example, I'm giving an example, how would you feel that a shot is the shot shutting your journey to the abroad? That felt right. That felt right. Those rhymes fell in. If it doesn't, just accept it like that. If you're into those conspiracies, please let your mind out and live in the moment. Live now, because the future is actually now. We don't know if there are going to be more waves in the future, but COVID vaccine is not supposed to just cure you of COVID-19. It helps your immune system. So I have people ask this question, so I'm going to use it now, I'm going to get cured. No. So it helps your immune system. So when your immune system sees COVID, it has an extra help to maybe see it as other things that it can now trample over, that makes you more immune to having the COVID overshadow your own immune system. So that's how it works. I think these are basic stuff, and a lot of people are still finding it difficult to even know the explanation of what a vaccine is. And I think what you do not know at the end of the day, Africans will say it doesn't kill you, right? But it go shock you. So please go get vaccinated. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and this is Talk Tech.